Johnson, the Boys and Girls Club director, on the sports show today with Howard Moore, whose uncle just got shot in a crossfire in Chicago, Badger assistant basketball coach, and they spent the whole day on their sports show talking about it.
Don't ever get in the way of Michael Johnson in a microphone.
Well, I understand. But I heard him talk for like 10 minutes about we have to take the streets and we have to do all kinds of mentoring and we have to get... He didn't mention once the lack of parental responsibilities or parents. I wonder about that. I mean,
you can lecture about that, but you know, and I saw our good friend John Karcher lecturing the Sogman about that on
Facebook.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just like, I'm sorry, you know, the population where this is happening, we don't have any connection to, so you can do all that lecturing in the world. I don't know how you break that bond, you know, when I see a 14 or 15-year-old girl pushing a baby stroller down Raymond Road, I get very sad because I think the chances for that kid being able to have a successful life is, it's tough enough for anyone born into a middle-class stable home, much less somebody born into abject poverty. So,
tough for us. Look at us. We're still doing podcasts well into our 50s. I mean, it's a...
Hey.
But then again...
There are a lot of people worse off.
It could be much worse, yes.
Right. So, I'll be honest with you, I don't know what the answer is anymore.
Well, really, my question is based on the fact that if you're a progressive and you're of the left, you're going to say it's because the factory closed 15 years ago and the drug war.
The jobs and wages, there's no doubt that the Wall Street Journal called Milwaukee the star of the snow belt in the early 1970s. And when the factories closed, the infant mortality rate in Milwaukee went up at the same rate China's went down. I don't think that's a coincidence.
Well, I'm not going to say that isn't a big factor, but I guess my point, and I don't go all the way to the Anita Bryant, Charlton Heston thing on the right of the Ten Commandments, but all I'm saying
Anita
is...
Bryant?
Well, you know, the...
Is she still alive?
No, but her memory lives in my mind about... I used to see her going after gays back in the 70s, and they would douse her with...
a pie in the face.
They would douse her with orange juice. You know, it was a terrible thing, but... I will say this. I don't care if you're on public assistance or if you're unemployed. You're the father. You shouldn't just take off.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I really don't. I'm sure after my father met me, he wanted to take off.
Well, I don't want to open that door. I don't want to open that can. But still, so in other words, left and right are so apart. On one side says there's no individual responsibility and there's no father. And then the other side says the factory closed 20 years ago, and there's no self-esteem.
Well, I am not a Pollyannish liberal, and I think you know that. It is responsibility, and it's extremely condescending to African Americans not to hold individual people responsible for their own behavior. And you know, believe me, Brenda Conkle and that whole crowd that follow her truly believe the problems in Madison are all based on the Madison police force.
Well,
that's absurd.
Right. Yeah. She should have had a ruling against Alders eating chips during the actual council meetings, too. I always thought that was, they should, on her behalf.
The mayor told me earlier this summer, I asked him about that study that that we forked $400,000 out for.
Yeah. Money
and
well
you know
spent.
What he said to me?
What?
I said, what if that comes out that the police are doing a good job? And he goes, doesn't matter. The council isn't going to listen to it then.
Oh, I see. We say you just get the results you want. I mean, that's...
Right.
So much of talk
there's
radio.
There's a huge bias against the police in Madison among the city council.
About
you know, not among the general public. I think the general public is actually quite supportive of the Madison police. But the city council is out of their mind.
Yeah, I just find them... Well, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I mean,
other than Paul Skidmore and Mike Verveer is okay, but the most you know that Shiva Bidar is the worst.
Yeah, well, when they're sitting there offended by the chief having a sidearm.
Oh,
at a
do you
meeting.
Remember that? Oh,
I mean,
my God.
Come on, give me a break. All right, well, you move through that. Well, because you're a Foxconn opponent, aren't you, Sly?
I haven't made up my mind. I hate Foxconn. I think they're evil.
Well, making iPhones for Apple. I mean, they're just.
Well,
evil because what? They don't pay enough?
Treating workers terribly. But, you know, when you have to put nets around your business so people don't kill themselves, that's not a good sign.
Isn't it time to quit then? You know, you and I have had these discussions about labor and workers, and I'm the kind of guy that would just leave. I mean, it was bad. I mean, I've got jobs that, you know, I've managed to lose over the years, sometimes involuntarily. But this idea that we all have to be wedded to a job that sucks, I've never understood that. We're powerless. You know, we're powerless as individual humans.
Well, that's, you know, look, that there is no, you know, you talk about individual responsibility, there's also corporate responsibility.
Well, yeah, but if they treat me poorly, I'm leaving, you know, now. I'm just leaving.
Here's the thing. Yeah, okay, you can leave. That's fine. The problem is I don't necessarily think we should reward bad behavior.
Well, you're not. If you leave, you're not rewarding. You're quitting.
I'm talking about the government giving them money.
Oh, well, but if you're going to bring in a lot more money over 15 years...
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes it pays off. It obviously paid off with Mercury Marine. Sometimes it doesn't. North Carolina gave a lot of money to Dell. They ended up leaving a few years later anyway. There's a lot of southern states that lured in jobs, took them away from northern states back when we had the right-to-work divide. Now that Scott Walker's made Wisconsin-Mississippi, that makes it a bit of a moot point. But a lot of jobs that originally moved to the south then moved to Mexico. So some of these people are going to constantly go for the lowest common denominator.
We're told there's a clawback in this, that they got to do their end of the bargain or they don't get the money. You don't buy that?
Here's the thing, and as State Representative Gordon Hintz said, you know, the Audit Bureau needs to come out with their report, and they need to be able to see something. All we have right now is Scott Walker's word. And, you know, pardon me, I'm just not going to go on Scott Walker's word.
Well, so there aren't empirical statistics like on unemployment or, you know, how many people are working or how much money the budget has or the treasury. I mean, aren't there some empirical facts about the state that go beyond Scott Walker or anybody else who's in office? Or is it just the fact that you hate Walker because you hate him?
Well, it's not personal. I don't hate him personally. I've actually, on a personal level, always gotten along with him just fine. The man called me when my mother died. That was very nice.
It's
not about hating Scott Walker. It's about hating. It's about hating the notion that we have one party rule and that they govern, making it impossible to have any type of two party rule, and that workers have selectively been targeted to not be able to participate in the power structure of the state. I have a problem with that. Yeah.
Well, do you think the gerrymandering case is going to be a big victory for...
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I have my doubts that the Supreme Court will rule the way that I would like. I don't... You know, I mean, I blame a lot of this on Russ Decker and Mike Sheridan. We had an opportunity to do redistricting reform when the Democrats briefly had control in the late first decade of the 21st century, and they didn't. But, you know, I think if you talk to Republicans in Illinois, they'd like to see redistricting reform. You know, there's the flip side of it.
Isn't Russ Decker our boy on the state budget, too?
Russ Decker, yeah.
Of course, he voted me out of the budget, so he's my favorite senator.
He's a scumbag.
That's why I relished the moment we had an OWI. What's that, Mike? Oh, yeah, let's go to the phones.
We have Steve on the line.
Steve, you're on with... wow. You're almost, I feel like Sinatra. Can we help the feedback, please? Hello, Steve.
Hey, I've got an interesting statistic regarding Foxconn. I understand, and you see a lot of the liberals, same old, about, oh, they've got safety nets outside their factories, their workers commit suicide. It's a horrible, horrible place. Well, everything is relative. And yes, compared to American standards, it's absolutely horrible. But by Chinese standards, Foxconn has a suicide rate of less than 5 per 100,000 people per year.
Less than 5?
That's terrible. Steve!
Now, wait a minute. What are you trying to say?
I mean, here's the thing. I got to tell you something. Somebody calling using liberal as a pejorative to defend China, which, by the way, I don't know if you know, Steve, that's still a communist country.
China has...
Wait a minute. Go ahead and tell me, Steve, what your point is. Are you saying there's
suicide rate, depending, and there's a lot of different data, so it's hard to get, but the numbers show between 7 and 15 per 100,000 people. So Foxconn is way below the national average.
Oh, no, I understand now, the factories where Ivanka Trump makes her stuff are far worse. I get that.
So we're better than the factories in China, is your point, huh?
Well, so Foxconn is exceeding expectations.
Well, no, they're in Taiwan. Aren't they in Taiwan? Well, they're in Taiwan.
Steve, you got me.
They're a Taiwan company. Yeah. Mainland China.
You got me. How could I possibly refute that?
Well, no, Sykes, because liberals want, from liberals want, if it's not a liberal, they want
perfection. Can you talk like an adult? Seriously.
Well, he doesn't.
Using an ideology and painting everyone with a broad brush, can you just make a point without sounding like Sean Hannity?
Yeah, the point is that in China, suicide is one of the highest rates in the world. And Foxconn has significantly reduced that rate among their employees. Now, if you want to laugh about
there's been a lot of pressure on Foxconn.
So is Foxconn, are we talking about Taiwanese plant on mainland China, right, Steve?
That's right.
Yes.
Taiwanese company making products in China.
It's bizarre. Where's Roger Staubach? You're saying that their suicide rate is better on campus of their plants than in mainland China and the society.
Exactly. If you are a Chinese
mainland person, you have a better chance of living
if you work for Foxconn than don't.
Well, what percentage of Chinese citizens commit suicide?
Between 7 and 15.
7 and 15%. Wow.
No. 7 and 15 for every 100,000.
Over every 100,000.
Foxconn is below 5.
Below 5. For 100,000.
So now I agree that's terrible by our standards, but you've got to deal with them in the country they're living or they're working in, and in that culture, they're doing better than anybody else.
Isn't suicide an honorable way to go? Because we know about the Japanese World War II. I'm not trying to say that just because you're in that part of the world. That suicide.
So far, Foxconn in the United States has gone to a lot of states and not been particularly honorable in the way they've negotiated. So
That's a different issue.
I am not reflexively against this, but I'd like to know a little more. And I think there are some conservatives in the legislature that would like to know a little more as well.
Bipartisanship.
I agree, but let's not paint them as this horrible company that treats their people
horribly. Most multinational corporations are horrible. The corporation, by nature, has the characteristics of a psychopath. Most corporations are horrible.
We should get rid of them.
Well, we could just.
We're not calling about getting rid of them. We have to regulate them. We have to have checks and balances, and we certainly shouldn't let multinational corporations write our trade rules. The president and I happen to agree on that one.
What do you do when you hate both the government and multinational corporations? I'm kidding, but
so Foxconn works to a higher bar than the average Chinese.
All right, no, you made your point. I'm happy that they are. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's almost like Exxon spilled less oil in the Gulf than they've spilled. We'll get our engineers on that, but we'll come back after the break. I got to ask you about Trump. I got to ask you about Anthony Scarbucci and all this good stuff.
The mooch.
The mooch, man. I smell good. I smell better than you, man. I smell good. I like that parody that we saw this morning on CNN. But I have a theory about Queens as we go out to the break. I mean, John McEnroe's from Queens, the Cuomos, Geraldine Ferraro. I just think people from Queens kind of act that way. Am I into something here, Sly, or no? I mean, left and right, they all act the same way. You're an idiot! You know, John McEnroe didn't even get invited to the All England Club after he won Wimbledon, the first champ ever. Are you blind? You're blind! This is the Mitch Hanks Show at MedicineTalks.com.
At Troy Research, we understand that success is determined by your customers. To realize the greatest success possible, you need to understand what they want and why. Your customers have opinions to share with you. As researchers, our assignment is to gather those opinions, illuminate the issues, and shed the light of understanding on decision-making. Where can good research take your business? Call or email to talk about it. Troy Research at 608-271-8884 or email jlittle@troyresearch.com.
When it comes to telephone on-hold advertising, some commonly asked questions are, why do we need an on-hold message? How do we write a script? How long should the message be? How does the message get played? How much does it cost? I'm Bob of Abella Creative Services, and a telephone on-hold message speaks directly to your target audience while they're on hold with your company, continuously advertises only your business without the clutter of competitive ads, and for just a fraction of conventional advertising costs. At Bob Abella Creative Services, we'll help you draft a well-written script, provide the appropriate announcer, music, or sound effects, and the studio time and expertise to put it all together. We'll also provide you with any special equipment you might need to play your on-hold message. Even though we probably have more experience than most other on-hold message companies, we'll cost you less. Let Baba Bella Creative Services stretch your advertising dollar with an on-hold message that provides your customers with real, actionable solutions to their problems. Baba Bella Creative Services gets results. Just send us an email at bacsgetsresults@gmail.com. That's bacsgetsresults@gmail.com.
The all-new Mitch Hanks Show would like to thank our sponsors. We're grateful for their support of the all-new Mitch Hanks Show.
The great Joe DiMaggio still holds the Major League record for the longest hitting streak in 56 games. Bucks Takeout Pizza has a 56-year winning streak for the best thin crust pizza in the city. Bucks Pizza has a unique taste like no other. Handmade pizzas with homemade sauce and homemade sausage. Two Madison locations on University Avenue and Cottage Grove Road. Just go to BucksPizzaMadison.com, BucksPizzaMadison.com.
As life celebrations bring people together, you'll be comforted knowing we have community rooms available for those who wish to serve food and refreshments before, during, or after your gathering. This is Pete Gunderson. We're here to assist with every detail. Learn more at GundersonFH.com. Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care, your hometown life celebration center.
Gunderson Funeral Home.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to The Mitch Hanks Show.
Talking to Sly, my former colleague briefly at WTDY back in the day when I would sit there and watch him do his own show. I was an understudy, fascinated. His every word is enunciating the words properly. Actually, your criticism of me, I believe, was that I just droned on, which again, I still do, actually, but trying to punch it up.
You know what? We have different styles.
Trying to listen to your... Well, I've tried to pick it up a little bit after I talk to you, but I will say, are you a conspiracy guy at all?
No.
You know, see, I am a little bit. I do both Kennedys and I do the Seth Rich guy, because they're talking about today how the White House allegedly helped prop up this fake story about this former DNC analyst who was shot in the back July of 16. I still think there's something fishy about Hillary's 18-point win over Bernie in California. But anyway, so this guy is shot in the back. They don't take his wallet and or his watch or his cell phone, and they're calling it a robbery gone bad. I don't know how they know that. Julian Assange put a $20,000 reward out for his killer, which he probably doesn't do for every robbery victim in D.C. I think that one is fishy, but it's in the news, and they're all now saying that it's a propped-up fake story. Made some Democratic spokesman for the family on. Am I wrong to think there's something more to this?
I don't care. I mean, I know.
But who
the
gets
White
shot
House.
In the back?
I never thought the White House should have gotten involved in this. The fact that those guys were meeting with Sean Spicer at the White House and he pretended they didn't. It's just stupid.
Oh yeah, yeah. But why do the press? Why do the people in the press just say it was a robbery gone bad? How do they know? There's no finding.
I don't know. There certainly is no proof this guy was feeding emails to the...
Well, there's no proof he was robbed. There's no proof. There's no finding.
You know, someone getting shot in Washington is the biggest stretch of the...
No, world. The percentage of white people to get shot in... I saw that it's like 3 out of, several thousand white shooting victims.
Are we going to have to hear about Vince Foster?
No, we're not. Damn it, I don't do those. But I just do this one. I just do one conspiracy.
Oh, okay.
I don't do the kids in Connecticut. I don't do all that stuff. 9/11, okay. I don't do those. But I do this one, damn it.
Okay.
Well, you don't shoot somebody in the back. In my neighborhood, you don't shoot somebody in the back without taking their wallet.
It just doesn't.
All right, fine. You don't care.
Yeah. I certainly don't ever have to defend the DNC or Hillary Clinton's honor. In case you didn't notice, I was calling her liar, liar, pantsuit on fire. So, I don't really have to defend her honor or Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yes, whose IT guy got arrested for bank fraud on his way to Pakistan. And, of course, his Clinton lawyer is now trying to play the victim card and say he was, you know, working while Muslim. That's what they're saying. Let's go to our good friend Willie, who's on the line. Sly, our guest. Hello, Willie.
Hey, Sly. Hey, geez, here I am talking to two guys who, at one time or another, have banned me from calling.
Well, you know, I'm sure everybody would at some point.
I give you a fair amount of airtime over the years, okay?
Oh, yes. You sure have, Sly. I don't know. I'm not, but I committed that horrible sin of calling you a macho liberal. And long ago. Anyhow, I called to correct Mitch. He said that Joe DiMaggio broke the major league record of hitting in 56 straight games. That's
what?
A bogus record because it was not a major league at
the
that time.
When did I say that?
It was open only
in the commercial. Oh, you know, see, don't hold me to account for commercial text. I mean, that's just not fair. I'm not even paying attention. Stick to the actual body of the show. That's all I can say.
You want Willie to stick to the body of the show? Good luck.
I mean, don't we have any Queensberry rules here, for God's sake?
I don't think you should glorify the record of DiMaggio in any way. I mean, he was a great player, of course, but the 56 games occurred because he never had a play face the best pitcher in baseball.
Satchel Paige?
Yeah.
Well, Satchel Paige.
He did face Satchel Paige
late.
After that year, in one exhibition game.
We're totally losing the show. That's why you called in. You called in to chastise me about the Joe DiMaggio comment.
Well, you can always ban me like Dan Connery.
No, I banned you the one time because you had called a D-Day Normandy Beach hero. Purple Heart guy and asked him about Russia, which I thought was a little bit off-putting.
He
was a 91-year-old guy.
Can't we get to Trump being the biggest liar ever?
Is he the biggest liar ever? Is he the biggest?
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to say that.
Huh? Willie, do you think Trump's the biggest liar ever?
In our political system, I would say he probably is of those who have not been officially certified as insane. Now, that might happen to Trump at some point, but I'd say he's probably the biggest
liar. Give me the worst lie. Sly, give me the worst lie for Trump.
The worst lie?
Yeah.
The worst lie is what got him involved in Republican Party politics.
Oh, the birther thing?
That Barack Obama wasn't born in America. Yeah, that was a nasty racist effort to ingratiate himself with the hillbillies that eventually got him to win.
He understands his constituents.
And you, of course,
he sure does.
And you were there with Sheriff Joe just studying every line of the birth certificate, I'm sure. Which I never bought that either. I always thought he was born in Hawaii. But I got to tell you, the people that just would do the knee-jerk defense of the birth certificate, I'm sure had never seen the birth certificate. That was always my pet peeve.
Well, I didn't. I didn't question Chester Arthur's birth certificate. I'm not going to question Barack Obama's.
Well, Chester Arthur.
And what about what Governor Abercrombie said?
Oh, the Hawaiian guy. I had him on the show once, but I don't care. No, I'm a guy who thinks he was born in Honolulu.
I am just saying that is the original. Keeping to the point of Trump being the biggest liar ever.
That is the original sin. Well, did he say that he was definitely not born in the United States?
No, he did something wrong.
What is that, by the way?
He inferred.
Oh no, he implied. We inferred.
Okay.
Sorry.
He implied. Pardon me, I'm a little disjointed here. I got bells and whistles.
Yes, I know. I don't know what's going on with the feedback.
Okay. So, anyway, he left the impression to a lot of people that Barack Obama...
Well, no, I agree with you. That's how he won. Yeah, he had a... Because he had a 15 to 20% floor when nobody else had a 10% ceiling.
Yeah.
And so it brought him like 6 months of the primary.
Last night was a very bad night for Donald Trump. You know, all the networks playing Jay Sekulow, repeating that Trump had nothing to do with the writing of that letter. That was really bad.
Oh, the memo to the Russian.
really bad.
By the way, have you ever seen anything more over the top than that email from that Goldstone guy, that fat singer representative? I mean, the guy is speaking for the Kremlin. Have you seen that guy? He represented an Azerbaijani singer. He goes, this is a part of the Russian support of Donald Trump. And they bite at hook, line, and sinker. Obviously, they take the cheese. But, I mean, this idea that Mr. Goldstone is a member of the Politburo strikes me as a bit odd, don't you think? I mean, how can this guy speak for the Kremlin? He represents an Azerbaijani singer. You know, he met the Trumps during the Miss Universe pageant.
I'll be honest with you. I'm a little more concerned about Paul Manafort working with Viktor Yanukovych and his name being all throughout the logs in the
You mean Roger Stone's former partner? Come on. Yes. Roger Stone's former partner, man.
Yeah, that's your friend, Roger Stone.
I've had him on several times. I enjoy him very much. Yeah. But, you know, and he was mad because his testimony was closed. He wanted to buy new clothes and be on TV. But anyway, we appreciate it. But Manafort, didn't he work for that guy 10 years ago? How recent has he been working with that dude?
Well, it wasn't 10 years ago.
Manafort?
No, Paul Manafort worked for Yanukovych much more recent than that.
Was it after 2012 or 2013? I mean,
well,
all I'm saying is...
That's 5 years ago.
Dershowitz, well, 10, 5.
Oh, there's a winner.
Yeah, you know, threw it against the wall. All I'm saying is Dershowitz is right when he says it's an investigation in search of a crime.
Other than Jay Sekulow, there is not another person that agrees with that theory.
What do you mean? Jonathan Turley? Jonathan Turley, constitutional law.
Jonathan Turley is not discounting this investigation.
No, he just said spinning a letter is not a crime. Lying to the public and lying to television is not a crime.
It can be. If you're using it to obstruct justice, it absolutely can be.
How is that obstructing justice?
Because he is essentially trying to mislead people in the middle of an investigation.
No, he's not under oath.
He's spinning
a press release.
Jill Banks, who was one of the Watergate prosecutors,
you know what?
Was on television
last
night.
Yes, good for Joe. You can take me to jail because I used to spin
Jill,
for Jim.
Jill.
But I used to spin for Jim Doyle. I was the communication director. Take me away in handcuffs and leg irons.
I know you think this is all a big joke.
But we spun every day. Every single day we did that.
You think this is the same as you spinning for Jim Doyle? Do you really think that Donald Trump is normal? Do you think that this situation is like run-of-the-mill?
Are you saying Jim Doyle is? Because I never thought you liked him.
I didn't. But you know, he's no Donald Trump.
Well, that's so true. Well, all I'm saying is my client falls forward with sharp objects in his hand, and he can't help it, Your Honor. So he's got a problem with his reflexes with sharp
Donald
objects.
Donald Trump is digging his grave.
Okay, well, good luck with President Pence. You and I will both go to the gay conversion therapy sessions with President Pence. Although we don't really have to go because I don't think we're gay. We're not gay.
No, you know, Mike.
We can learn more.
It's not a matter of Mike. This isn't about Mike Pence. This is about the rule of law.
All right. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You got to find me a crime. So far, you haven't.
Yeah. Okay.
Clarence Darrow.
I have to find you a crime. I'll let Robert Mueller.
You have no decency, sir. Yeah, we appreciate it, Sly.
Okay, Mr. Dershowitz.
Okay, well, no, Mr. Darrow.
Have a good one.
All right, see ya. Thanks, Willie. And Mikey Michelson next on The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
Two Bridges was one of the toughest neighborhoods in New York. Especially in the Al Smith projects. It was a no man's land with no rules. On Christmas Eve 1951, Mac Pastamadeo vanished without a trace while walking home with his little boy Angelo. Now 13, Angelo's a gang member and the only witness to the brutal murder of an undercover cop who holds a clue to Mac's disappearance 6 years ago. Stalked by killers, Angelo becomes part of an unlikely alliance of a priest, a mob boss, and a police detective in order to uncover the truth behind the murder and Mac's disappearance. Weepers by Nick Chiarkis.
If you operate a business, you know there is no one-size-fits-all solution for today's technology challenges. MadisonGeeks.com plans, services, and installs technologies for small and medium businesses like network systems, servers, firewalls, wireless access points, telecommunications, security, remote service options, and business productivity solutions. MadisonGeeks.com is your IT staff. They take time to sit down to discuss your needs and present cost-effective solutions. With a Better Business Bureau A-plus rating, they are your trusted IT outsource partner. Expect less downtime. Faster resolutions lead to more productivity. Fewer day-to-day issues. Their proactive maintenance helps prevent issues from occurring. MadisonGeeks.com also offers computer and laptop service and repair. Madison Geeks are there to help. They're known for their candid, friendly approach and reliable, ready response. Check them out online at MadisonGeeks.com.
This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show.
Mitch Hank for Atterbury, Cameron, Haig.
I'm proud to be sitting next to senior partner and a man who's been voted Wisconsin's super lawyer multiple times, Eric Haig. How do you differ from those firms that do commercials where they brag about winning a $1 million settlement?
We've all seen the commercials on TV where attorneys are bragging about multi-$1 million settlements. That can be somewhat misleading. Achieving a $1 million settlement doesn't necessarily mean that there was great legal work done. You could have a $2 million case, and you could have a lawyer who settles it prematurely for $1 million. Well, they got a $1 million result, but that doesn't necessarily mean high-quality legal work was done. We get the vast majority of our cases through referrals from former clients and predominantly from other lawyers in the community who send us their clients to ask if we can help them with their personal injury cases.
So when you need a lawyer, do what I did. Call Atterbury, Cameron, Haig and reach them at yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com. That's yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com. Need a comedian or MC for your private party or corporate event? Don't be shy. I can do it without telling any dirty jokes. In fact, when I'm not doing my Frank Sinatra tribute show, I've done stand-up at the comedy club and at private events for years. Whether it's a large convention or private gathering in your living room, I've done it. We all need to laugh more. The world can be even more stressful than it is. There's no business like show business, and I usually find those of you who have the best jokes about your coworkers at the company dinner. So feel free to contact me at 347-0374. That's 347-0374. Or email at info@madisontalks.com. That's info@madisontalks.com.
Welcome to the Mitch Hank Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hank Show.
Mike Michelson, longtime staffer for now Senator Stephen Noss of Whitewater, longtime state rep. Hello, Mr. Michelson.
How are you, Mitch?
I'm doing okay. You just missed Sly. We had kind of a raucous exchange with Willie. So we go from Sly and Willie to Mr. Michelson. How about that for variety?
Well, now we know why the roads around Madison are chaos this afternoon with accidents. Everybody listening.
Well, that's true, yeah. Although I think Sly implied that I drone on. We have different styles. Well, you know, what can I say? I can't help it. Now, let's start with Foxconn, because Sly is not reflexively opposed to it, while others have posted opposition on Facebook. I know Joe Winicky slammed the jobs, so did Mike McCabe, Scott Ross. I mean, the line is that they're rotten jobs. Dave Sweeper wrote a whole op-ed. They don't pay anything, and they're not real jobs, and so forth, and we're giving away the store with taxes. Your response to that, Mr. Michelson?
Well, that's why those folks aren't in charge of anything anymore. The people who complain, the same group of Democrats that do nothing but whine about Scott Walker not doing anything about jobs, frankly, are now caught between a rock and a hard place. Because even today, Mitch, this afternoon, there are news stories breaking here in Madison about possible secret private negotiations still going on for a second Foxconn site, which would be in all places, Dane County, Wisconsin. If that proves to be true, you wonder if some of these Dane County Democrats who again, reflexively oppose anything that helps Scott Walker, are willing to kiss away jobs that may come to Dane County. Now, we don't know if that's factual. That's some media reporting going on, but that's out there. The governor wouldn't comment on it, so, you know, we don't know. There might be something going on. But, Mitch, here's the thing. I don't know how anybody with a straight face, whether it's Dave Zweifel, Sly, any of these Democrats can say we're not interested in a minimum of 3,000 jobs and up to a potential 13,000 jobs. The only reason they oppose these jobs is because we are not making sure that the SEIU, the AFL-CIO, and all of the unions will control this company. You know, if that were the case, these people would be rushing. If this was a car, you know, GM in Janesville or Chrysler in Kenosha, when those were union companies, and they were struggling at different times, Democrats in the legislature, the Democratic governors, Republican governors, rushed to bail out those companies and do what we could for them. This plan, Mitch, there is no downside for taxpayers. In the incentive package, and let's be clear, in the incentive package, the company has to begin construction. The company has to begin paying people actual wages in order to receive any of the credits that are in the bill, and that's key. There's no upfront money. We are not giving them, suitcase full of cash. The bottom line here is the company has to invest, has to meet its obligations, and when it does, they become eligible for tax credits for payroll. They become eligible for sales tax exemptions on the construction process, and then also some construction exemptions as well, credits for their construction costs. So over 15 years, the package would cost the state approximately $3 billion. The return would far exceed that over the 15 years. Let's assume we even break even. That's still 3,000 to 13,000 family-supporting jobs. Foxconn has promised to provide benefits. So what again?
Other and they buy, they would buy products and so forth. And
oh, you're going to have suppliers.
Good dinner.
Mitch, the size of this facility alone makes it one of the biggest manufacturing projects in the United States in the last 10 to 20 years. So if this does happen, this is not only a game changer, it is a change for the Midwest. It brings the Midwest back into the fold to compete for car plants. You know, there's another round of car companies, foreign car companies that are looking to bring production to the United States over the next 4 or 5 years. They're beginning their processes. You know, Wisconsin, because of the changes we've made, Act 10, with a right to work, repeal of prevailing wage, making it clear that the union leaders no longer control the state, this is the place now that businesses and people want to come to. And if we have jobs, people will come.
If we have jobs. Well, no, I think it's great news. But again, you got to hold them to account because they've had some examples of reneging on past promises in other states.
Absolutely. And that's one of the risks if both sides cannot meet. So both sides are making promises. Both sides have to meet those obligations. And either party, the state of Wisconsin, the local governments, or Foxconn can certainly back out of the deal. That's always a risk. Moving forward. That is why the governor wants to move so quickly, because you want to get to the point where they're in the ground, they're constructing, they're building the plant, and then they're committed, you know, they're moving forward and they're hiring and going through that process. But is the longer you take in getting to that phase of the project, yes, it's very easy for, frankly, all of these Democrats and some of the crazy things they're saying to kind of put the kibosh on this deal. And let's be clear, the taxpayers, the voters of Wisconsin will not forgive either party if they screw this deal up.
Well, that's a good point, yeah. When's ground actually break on this?
Well, they would be looking at breaking ground possibly as early as next year. They're looking to have production in place, I think, somewhere in 2020, about a year and a half to 2 year timeline for construction and then staffing up and, you know, the equipment and all of those different pieces. So they are on a tight timeline, meaning they really do have to start being in the ground by next year to begin that process.
All right. Well, let's move on to more exciting matters. You're a guy who was not a Trump firster. I mean, you were for Ted Cruz, am I fair to say? But then you quickly got on board with Donald Trump. And you're seeing him being pilloried in the press, and we have questions about his veracity on some statements and his staff. But you aren't worried about that, right, Mike? I mean, you don't care if the media commentators go after him on those things?
No, Mitch, ABC, CBS, CNN, all of those clowns don't matter. I mean, let's be clear. The people who voted for Donald Trump, the people who put him in the office, are not going to care what those organizations have to say. They're going to look at the results. Just today, you have the president announcing he supports a new type of immigration process, a bill that's making its way through Congress. That would basically say a dramatic change in the immigration process. This is a president that's had a lot of successes. It's also a president who, because of his style, has created, fair to say, a lot of controversy for himself. But in the end, what voters knew, Mitch, the people who voted for Donald Trump knew that this man is someone who shakes things up, is very aggressive, is not really worried what people think about him. He's worried about the end results, and I think that's been a hallmark of his administration, both in terms of controversy, but also in terms of successes. If you look at, we have a Supreme Court justice that conservatives can be proud of. If another Supreme Court justice leaves, we'll have another conservative, arch-conservative, to fill that slot. When you look at the executive orders, one after another, and a lot of them don't get play. I mean, there are a lot of other executive orders he's issued on regulations that the media doesn't like to talk about. But once in a while, whether it's Reuters or AP, they'll do a story about all of the different things Trump has actually accomplished. Other media sources don't talk about it. But if you take a look at that impartially, you will see that he's had great success. The problem has been, and no one can deny this, Congress has been a disaster. The situation with Congress is reaching great difficulty. When you have liberal and moderate senators and liberal and moderate members of the House who seem to think that they would be better off pretending they're Democrats, it does block, it does stop the ability to reform. Mitch, just today, Molina Healthcare has announced, instead of doing a 41% increase in the plans they offer on healthcare.gov for Wisconsin, the 30 Wisconsin counties, they are pulling out, and they can't make a go. We've seen now in the last 12 months three major health insurers here in Wisconsin who were part of the federal health exchanges for Wisconsinites say that they're going to leave. And so we will have a couple of counties next year that may not have any health plans that are eligible for the federal exchanges. So how can, whether Republican or Democrat, and Democrats deserve the blame here as well, they're sitting on their hands saying, oh, Obamacare is fine. The Republicans will save it by, someday caving in and just fixing it. Well, that's wrong. We're not going to fix it. So if we can't get a new bill through, Mitch, you're going to see Obamacare collapse. And then at that point, I guess it's going to come down to, again, a matter of politics. The voters are going to have to decide who they want to fix Obamacare. Do they trust the Democrats or do they trust the Republicans in 2018?
We'll come back after a break because on that score, a lot of the senators are voting no because they don't want to lose the Medicaid expansion and the families that are covered by that expansion. We've got a case where Medicaid in 2008 was $200 billion. Now it's $400 billion, and it's supposed to double every 6 years from there because of the baby boomers, which is unsustainable. But we've created this monster, and you have to feed the beast. We'll come back. Mike Michael said, and nobody trusts insurance companies, and nobody wants to have to shop around. It's very complicated. This is the Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
Joe here from Comedy on State. Hey, looking for something different to do with your friends? You got friends in town, maybe you're celebrating something. Comedy on State is a thing that you want to think of. It should be at least the third thing that pops into your mind. MadisonComedy.com is where you can go to find a complete schedule. Any comics that you could think of, we've had.
For a list of upcoming Comedy Club performers or to purchase tickets, go to MadisonComedyClub.com and click shows. Performer bios are available by clicking on their pictures.
That's Comedy on State. MadisonComedy.com or 256-0099.
In real estate, you want to work with Tim Rail.
Working with Tim was a breath of fresh air. He was very professional. He did his homework. He priced the house where it needed to be priced to sell.
Let's get ink on paper today with Realtor Tim Rail of Coldwell Banker's Success, 698-7653.
Tim is very fun to work with. He's got a great sense of humor and seemed very upbeat and positive every time I spoke to him.
Tim Rail, 698-7653.
Talk radio will never be the same. The uncommon sense of Mitch Hank has been unleashed worldwide. This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show.
At P3 Pro, we're invested in creating a dynamic video experience for our clients. Everything from planning, shooting, and editing your events, commercials, webcasts, or films. P3 Pro has 27 years of industry standard experience, working to make your vision a reality. We stand apart from your traditional run-of-the-mill production experience and create memorable, moving, breathtaking imagery that conveys your message in a powerful way. We take your vision and turn it into a work of art. The art of storytelling, the art of beautifully crafted imagery, the art of persuasion. Visit us on the web at p3pro.xyz or call 608-571-3776. That's 608-571-3776.
6AM Marketing is a Wisconsin-based ad agency that doesn't look or act like other ad agencies. They don't follow conventional thinking and constantly push themselves and their clients to test the bounds of how far they can go. The result is relationships that have lasted more than 10 years. Clients refer to 6AM and their work as fresh, insightful, strategic, edgy, and creative. 6AM shows customers why your products and services are better than the competition. 6AM's brand smart process helps you establish your brand in the market for years to come. With a client's marketing team by its side, 6AM digs for the business problem the client is trying to solve and the business goals and objectives they hope to achieve, examining the market, competitors, the brand's consumers, and messaging to define a brand proposition that is both compelling and unique to the market. 6AM Marketing. They do it differently, and they do it well. Go to 6ammarketing.com. That's www.6ammarketing.com.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hank Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to the Mitch Hank Show.
We're back with Mike Michelson. Number to call is 321. Oh, no, 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 no. It's 210-16-7, 210-16-7, area code 608. I'm not filling in anymore. I always do an old number. Mike Michelson, though, and no matter healthier Mike, the way they set it up, like I saw Lindsey Graham had a new proposal. It was to block grant the states with all the Obamacare taxes except for the medical equipment tax and give the money to the states, let the governors do it. But they can't do that, right, because they would need 60 votes for that. Is that right?
Yeah, basically some of those policy changes would require, so some of what Lindsey Graham is calling for they could attempt to do through reconciliation. Other parts of what he wants they would have to do through the normal process requiring 60 votes. And the other problem with Lindsey Graham's proposal is that you need a major policy change which allows states, particularly small states, to group together, allow people to buy plans in their states from across state lines. You know, there's the association healthcare model where, you know, different associations nationally could sell to their members different types of health insurance policies. So in order to make that whole system work so that you can say to a state, hey, you're now responsible for the people in your state. If you're a large state, you have some flexibility. If you're a small state, you have very little flexibility. So you need that ability to work with neighboring states and to allow insurance policies to be sold across state lines. So that proposal.
Right. So you think that's dead, too. So it seems like everything's dead, right? So if Donald Trump just lets the program implode and just starve out the enemy in his mind, then, you know, some people would not get their subsidies, right? I mean,
That's correct. And the problem, Mitch, is Molina Healthcare here in Wisconsin, which just announced it's leaving today, most of its clients already get the subsidy, and they were still going to have to raise the rates. Now, I want to be clear about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of their consumers received the subsidy, so they were not even paying
and they're out.
Premiums. But they were going to have to do a 41% premium increase next year.
Even with the subsidies, right?
Even with the subsidies, and they just opted that was just unreasonable and unrealistic.
So we play a game of chicken then, and you just dare each other like the duel that Trump would probably enjoy.
Who would cave first?
In the sense that it's a game of chicken, Mitch, I'll say this. No one can deny that last week in the United States Senate, Republicans considered multiple different amendments to try to move some version of health care reform through. Every one of those proposals, every single Democrat voted against.
We know that.
So, but no, it's important. Because, again, Democrats are not interested in fixing the problem. They are interested in saving the Obamacare legacy, which they believe gets them closer to single payer. And so, you know, this showdown is really one that will show the American people once and for all which party stands with them and which party wants to tell them how they're going to live their lives.
Okay. Well, so what does it mean? I mean, it means there's going to be a showdown.
It's a showdown, but it's not a showdown simply for political purposes, Mitch. It is truly on the policy and direction of this country.
No, I understand that. But who's going to cave first?
I'll be honest with you. I don't see the president caving, and frankly, Republicans don't have the votes to cave because, at this point, the conservatives in both houses are simply not going to go along with socialization.
So people are people going to the woods with canned goods then, Mike, or what?
Well, I think what's going to happen, Mitch, is that you're going to have a circumstance in several key states.
Cream and mushroom soup.
The crisis will force politicians of both parties to change their minds. And I'll look at Arizona as one example. Arizona is a state that has some crises coming. And so both Senator Flake, who did vote with the Republicans on every single vote, and, of course, not John McCain, is going to have to reconsider at some point here because his state will be one of the first that's dramatically impacted.
All right. Well, on that heavy note, finally, and we don't have enough time for this, but let's go to George. Who's been waiting. Hello, George. George.
Hey, hello, Mitch. Yeah. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing okay. You're on with Mike Michelson.
I know. He's one of the good guys, isn't he? I think he's a good conservative Republican, aren't you, Mike?
I try to be, George.
Well, you know, why are you asking him that? It's like asking, Anthony Rizzo, he plays for the Cubs, obviously.
I tried to get in earlier to kick Fly's fat butt, but I couldn't get through.
Be careful with the fat references, George, for a little close to home, but thank you very much.
Okay, well, let me too. Okay, so I can call each other.
Yes.
I've walked in his shoes. Anyway, the thing is, he was on BAM and Foxconn. He was BAM and President Trump. These people, they liberal Democrats would hang or bitch if you hang them with the new ropes, Mitch. They $53,000 average income jobs over there. Oh, I'd have to run the alarm clock and go to the time when they want me and stuff, and I wouldn't get my free food from the government. My free
George, Sly works in the private sector, I have to say, although he's always been supported by organized labor, but good for him. Now, that's the point. You want to just chastise Sly for complaining?
No. You guys were talking about this, too, about the Trump and the us people that work for a living.
Uh-huh.
And most of us know to vote Republican because they represent us that work for a living and aren't at the public trough.
Okay, what is your point? What do you want to say about current events?
It's in the health care issue.
Yes.
Those ones that didn't vote the right way, they're going to be out. They're going to be gone.
All right. So
we're going to finally get enough jobs for some of these Democrats to get their heads out of there, and they'll vote the right way when they get real jobs and actually make a living and have pride again.
Mike, are they going to primary the Republicans who voted against the health care bill? Murkowski, Collins,
yes,
McCain?
I think
McCain's done, though.
Yep. Long term, that is what's going to happen. But I think here's the other thing that's going to happen. Remember, the Democrats have an even worse situation. Their party is more prepared for an internal strife, a civil war between the progressives, the Bernie Sanders crowd, and the mainstream Democrats, the unionists. And there isn't a lot of love right now going on in that party. So stay tuned. I think what you'll see is next year you'll see more infighting amongst the Democrats than you will amongst the Republicans.
Okay, Mike Michelson's, George, we appreciate the call. So, aren't there, take care. Aren't there more Senate seats more Democratic senators are up than Republican senators, Mike? Is that the way?
Yes, that's correct. And that is why the politics of next year still favor the Republicans, and especially because the progressives, Bernie Sanders, the Bernie Sanders crowd, is attempting to actually line up primary opponents against mainstream Democrats in a lot of places around the country. They will be very busy fighting amongst themselves.
Healthcare is a right, and we should have tuition-free college education, and Mike Michelson should not have to pay for anything. Is that...
Well, no. That wouldn't be a bad thing, but it's just, you know, I mean, I don't think I'd want to live in that world because I wouldn't want Bernie Sanders. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't want to wait for Bernie Sanders to leave one of his three houses to send me my check.
Oh, below this, opposite in research, Mike is on his game, you know, turning the knife on Bernie. Of course, his wife's under investigation. I'm sure she'll survive, but maybe
she
won't.
Well, I think she'll be fine. They might have to sell one of their houses to pay for the fees, but they'll do just fine, Mitch.
Well, are you at home at night with darts, throwing darts at, you know, your Democratic Party enemies?
No.
Like Rahm Emanuel of the right?
I feel bad for some of my friends in the Democratic Party who are dealing with this extremist left-wing insurgency, basically the socialists and the communists.
Can we envision you walking down the hall in the rotunda with your Democratic friends? I mean, does that happen, Mike? I mean, you're arm in arm at times with them, or
it does happen on occasion. I let my hair down, but I try to keep that to a minimum.
I understand, Mike Michelson. We thank you so much for always giving us the barometer on the right. We thank you, sir. We got to get to affirmative action in college admissions next. Red hot, sore point, sensitive. Your calls. The Mitch Hanks Show at MadisonTalks.com.